soy puro cachanilla, orgulloso y cumplidor. Mexicali fue mi cuna, pecate mi adoración.
And like always, let's get right into it. I want to talk about the news. Do you have any reservations otherwise, Noy?
No, let's go ahead.
All right. I want to talk about this article that I found on the local news here. It talks about a local Marine. I mean, obviously you know, but for our viewers out there, San Diego is a local military hub. And it talks about this particular Marine who was actually jailed in Tijuana, Mexico. Apparently, he was driving down the interstate. The Interstate 5 takes you all the way down to the free to the border. You know this. And apparently he missed his exit, the last U.S. exit, which is clearly announced because both you and I know this. Mm-hmm. It's clearly announced like
several times.
Several miles it's announced. He misses it. And not only does he miss it, but he misses it in his truck, which is full of all his possessions. And when I mean possessions, I mean his weapons. And for any of you who have crossed the border into Mexico, there are signs clearly posted saying firearms are illegal in Mexico, right? I think it says something about that.
Yeah, they're not allowed.
Yeah.
Ammo and firearms.
Something like that, right? Mm-hmm. So he says that this is what coming off, you know, the local ABC station in San Diego. He says he had missed the turnaround before the international border and was soon arrested for possession of the weapons and thrown into Tijuana jail. And I mean, I know it's a bitter situation for the family and for the Marine himself. But I don't know. Maybe I just have something to say about the way it's been reported, because he speaks to his mom. And his mom speaks to the Union Tribune of San Diego. And quote unquote, this is what it says. The mom spoke to the son, and the son told this to the mom. From this roof, I climbed to another roof. He's trying to escape. I got into another roof after that, and then I started climbing a fence. I go underneath the barbed wire, down the other side of the fence, and onto another roof. I mean, this guy's already jumped like four roofs. What is he, Rambo? I mean, yes, man, you're a Marine, but come on, man.
He got a little
you jumped
away.
Like one or two roofs. It's TJ. It's TJ, man. It turns out that after he's jumped these 27 roofs, he gets shot with a shotgun. I wouldn't doubt it. I would not doubt it if the shotgun he was shot with was his own shotgun. I mean, I'm just saying, the thing that passes for news nowadays, it's just ridiculous. Turns out the guy's still in jail, unfortunately.
Well, unfortunately.
Unfortunately,
so you think
he's still in jail.
He shouldn't be in jail then.
I mean, if the guy really missed his exit. Do you really think that this American Marine really wanted to go into Mexico with his arms?
What is the number one product that the narcotraficantes buy in Mexico from the U.S.?
Guns.
And who sells them to them?
U.S.
Marines.
Do you have anything to back this up?
Yeah, I do. There's a lot of research found that, you know, the U.S. sells the weapons and we buy the drugs.
So it's kind of like a trade.
It's a
trade.
The weapons go south, the drugs go north. And that's the main source of weapons for Mexico.
So you think that this apprehension, this guy being detained is legally justified by not Mexico standards, but by U.S. standards. I say U.S. standards because Mexico.
There's a lot
is
of signs that says
really
that you cannot bring weapons. It was his mistake to go into the country when he knows that they're illegal.
You know what?
He should be held.
The more I think about this, I think you're right. I mean, as much as I hate to concede this point, I think about it now. But as you're crossing into Tijuana, you have, right?
Signs.
Like maybe 5 miles, we're like, you're coming up onto the international border. And then right before, the second to the last exit, San Isidro Boulevard, you know.
And then the guy tried to escape.
Yeah, he tried to escape. That makes it worse.
Why would somebody be wanting to escape if they know they're not guilty?
Well, I mean, maybe they know Mexico is corrupt.
They're obviously guilty. And they should be punished.
Well, we'll find out. May 28th is his hearing date. We'll be sure to bring you guys an update at that time. But, I mean, like I said, this was a great segue into today's theme. Noe, you want to introduce our theme today?
Well, basically, you know, one of the things that we do in this podcast is really talk about current events, news. And I just want to talk a little bit about what is the news, you know, what is this source of information that we hear every day. But I would have to say that most people believe that the news is accurate or that whatever they report on the news is, has to be truth without knowing that the news is highly biased. For example, you want to talk about some news sources that are clearly biased.
Clearly biased? Wow. I mean, first off, I'm going to start off with MSNBC. Clearly biased to the left.
To the left, yeah.
Fox, clearly biased to the right. CNN goes either way. Don't say middle. I know that they go either way. I mean, I watch CNN. They go both ways. They're like the lesbian and the... they're like that person that's not too sure about their sexuality. Put it that way.
They're in the middle.
Okay. Yeah, well, they're in the middle.
You say they're not in the middle, though.
No.
You mean they're undecided?
No, I guess you could say undecided. I mean, or I meant to say that
articles they go one way.
I meant to say they try to be in the middle, but they end up on either side of the aisle.
Well, think about it. Is it really impossible to be in the middle all the time? Certain stories?
I think that in this country, it's impossible to be in the middle.
In any country, I think.
Well, no. I mean, in this country, talking about this country's news, it's impossible to be in the middle. If you were the BBC, I think you have a better chance of being in the middle than you do being CNN. If you were Al Jazeera, you have a better chance of being in the middle.
Why?
Because you look at it from an outside perspective.
So if BBC was reporting on the presidential election of the U.S., you think they would have more in the middle?
I think they would. I think they don't really, to them, I'm not too, I mean, I don't think that what they say, what they report has much effect on the election.
I think on their home politics it does.
So if we were to
right now, who is the prime minister? David Cameron, right?
David Cameron, yes.
What is he, left or right?
He's to the left. Isn't he not?
Yeah, I believe.
I think we should know this before going on the air.
Regardless of whatever he is. For example, let's talk about Tony Blair. He was from the Labour Party, yeah. Clear to the left. He was a big friend of Bill Clinton, which we should talk a lot about what was been happening with the Clintons recently. We'll get back to that.
Yeah, we'll get back to that.
So clearly, you know, when they were both in power, the news would, you know, if the U.S. said that they were going to take this, you know, leftist economic approach, clearly the U.K. would be also do the same. And they would treat each other like, oh, you know, the UK is doing that, or the US is doing the same. They would use it to normalize or to make their policies a little bit more acceptable.
Right.
You know, it's easy. You know, they are doing it, we should do it too. Or we are doing it, they're more likely to do it. That's basically how it works. So I think there's a lot of influence. And even though you're from another country, you're still going to influence your home politics by deciding or having a point of view on someone else.
Just looking up what we were talking about, Tony Blair is actually part of the Conservative Party of the United Kingdom, Conservative and Unionist
Tony
Party.
Blair is from
Labour. I'm sorry, not Tony Blair. Did I say Tony Blair?
Tony Blair.
Correction. Correction. David Cameron is part of the Conservative and Unionist Party of the United Kingdom.
From the right.
To the right. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he has been known to play a little with the left. He's been known to play a little dirty. Who are we kidding, right? But, you know, going back to what you're saying, you know, people, the news will report the news in a way that will better influence
whoever is in power.
But, I mean, ultimately, drive ratings, don't you think?
Here's what this reminds me of my topic. Recently, I haven't been listening to the news that much.
Yeah, we
know. I realized that.
We know. I know. All you listen to is podcasts.
Yeah, it's the news. You know, if something important is happening in the world, eventually it'll get to me. Somebody will mention it. Somebody will bring it up. You know, it works as a filter in a way.
I'm sorry.
Other people work as a filter for me, so I don't have to go through all the news. What's the point?
I'll pick that topic up right now. But as you're talking, I'm trying to pull up different sites to see different perspectives. I'm looking up MSNBC, Fox, CNN, BBC, and I just recently went on to Al Jazeera. But apparently I spelled Al Jazeera wrong, and it took me to some jihadist website. So
now we have the NSA.
Now we have the NSA on our ass. Yeah. So I just wanted to bring that up, that I really did not mean to look up some jihadist website. I am at this moment looking up. I'm Googling Google.com. Yes, I am Googling Google on my search bar. And now I'm going to put in Al Jazeera. Anyways, back to what we were saying. That was just a quick disclaimer, NSA.
Anyways, like I was saying, you know, the news.
The news you choose acts as a filter.
People act as a filter to
you. How do the people act as a filter to you?
Because if it's something's important, I'll hear about it.
So you're saying that if something articles is important, somebody will bring it up. Before we went on air, we went on recording, I was talking about that stowaway from San Jose. He went all the way. He stowed away in the landing gear of the airplane, and was in the plane for like 5 hours and a quarter, all the way to Maui. Are you saying I was acting as a filter for you?
Yeah. If that wasn't interesting, no, you wouldn't have brought it up.
I mean,
what have you?
I understand your point. I understand the point.
It was a boring story. No, you wouldn't.
No, I mean, what I said was really interesting. I mean, come on.
At least you think it was.
The kid survived.
It survived?
Below, I think it was below 60 degrees. Below zero. 60 below zero. At almost 40,000 feet for, let's say he lasted, I mean, like 5 hours.
Wait. So he was in the landing gear.
In the landing gear bay.
Whatever the bay is, that's not pressurized?
It's not pressurized.
So wouldn't he, like, starve for oxygen?
What they're saying was that he was knocked unconscious. That being unconscious saved his life.
So being, yeah, well, that makes sense, you know.
Yeah. Because most of the plane is pressurized.
Isn't there just a James Bond movie where they do that? They go into the landing bay.
James Bond, are we talking James Bond, like Pierce Brosnan James Bond? Or before Pierce Brosnan, I can't even think of the James Bonds before Pierce Brosnan.
Well, I don't know if James Bond is this spy movie where they go onto the landing gear bay and they inject some kind of drug that will induce a coma and bring their heartbeat to like 40 or 45 beats per minute.
I am blanking. I'm not sure what that movie is.
No, well, there's a movie they do that and they survive because they go unconscious for the duration of the trip, so it doesn't have to pressurize. Are you saying that something similar happened?
It sounds something similar. I mean, the guy goes unconscious being unconscious, I mean,
you're unconscious. You use less oxygen. Yeah,
you use less oxygen. Your body is just trying to keep, I'm assuming your body is just trying to keep it alive, not trying to keep so much other functions. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I'm just saying.
So who knows what happened with the kid?
That's what happened with the kid. But
does he have brain damage now?
I mean, the kid is fine. The kid went back to San Jose with his mom. The kid just left because I think he was in an altercation with his parents or something like that.
Well, anyways, this type of story, if it wasn't interesting, I wouldn't have heard about
it. Yeah, exactly. I guess what you're saying. So yeah,
there's really no need to listen to
so
the
if
news.
I come up to you and tell you, hey, did you hear about that whole Monica Lewinsky scandal back in 1990, whatever?
Yeah.
That's acting as a filter to you?
It's acting as a filter. What would I waste my precious time reading a story?
God forbid that you waste your precious time.
Reading a story that's not going to have any meaning or is not going to be true the next day. You know, the news that become history, I think we should leave a couple of weeks at least before you actually take a look and read about them. Do you think?
So you're saying that
you shouldn't be jumping.
So you're
on
saying
stuff.
Okay. So you're saying that. All right. So you're saying that. Let's put this into context. You're saying that the Tijuana guy. I mean the Marine that did this thing that crossed the border crossed the border with guns, should not be a story until it's a story.
No. This should be a story because the newspaper has to make money. That's how they make money, by having people reading every single day the little updates that happen. Because that's how they get money.
Don't you think that the news is based on trying to keep people in fear?
People in fear?
Yeah.
So you're saying that the newspapers, they want to have people in fear?
I bring this up because I remember watching a movie.
Empirical evidence right here.
Empirical evidence coming up right here. But it kind of hit home, and I started doing my own little analysis about it. It's the Bruce Willis movie. It's the Bruce Willis series.
talking about the...
What is it called? Yippee-ki-yay, mother...
No, that's not Yippee-ki-yay.
Mother... you know, No. What are the name of... Live Free or Die Hard. 16. Live Free or Die Hard. Yeah, it was actually number 14. It was the one with Jimmy Long in it. And I think it was Jimmy Long that said... Jimmy Long was the guy who did the Mac commercials along with PC. You remember those?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
No, I do. But.
Okay. Well, he was in that movie, and he says... He asks Bruce Willis, do you listen to the news? And Bruce Willis says, yeah, I do, or something like that. And he's all like, the news is totally bullshit. We'll bleep that out, don't worry. The news is based on the notion of trying to scare people of all the news in the world. And I thought about this because I've actually had this conversation with a friend of mine. Mm-hmm. Said of all the news in the world, why is it that the news that we see on our TV makes it to our TV, makes it to us? You think that there's better news out there? You think that this is news that drives ratings, or this is news that keeps us in fear? It's both, ratings and fear.
I think it's news that's going to make money. That's it.
Ratings and fear.
It's not fear.
Yes.
They don't care. They're going to put a news that's going to make them money. They don't care about putting fear onto society.
Fear onto society will make them money because they'll keep in tuned.
They'll keep in tune if it's an interesting story.
Yeah. Hey, global warming. Don't you think that's a pretty interesting story? Without going into the notion of global warming.
The war in Syria. That's an interesting story. But
it was an interesting story. I mean, come on. After 3 years, if they can't get it together, I'm disinterested. I'm sorry.
Exactly. People have a short attention span. They prefer to be reading news about a soldier that went to TJ and had guns and he forgot to...
They prefer puff pieces. That's what they're called, right? Like, what's the first lady wearing today?
Yeah. Or the wedding in UK for the royal family.
All right, you're a couple years off, but all right.
They're still talking about... The other day, I went on Yahoo, and they were still talking about
I'm pretty sure they were talking about their baby.
No, they were talking about the wedding, the dress that the
Kate Middleton
wore.
The Duchess of Cambridge? Whatever.
Whoever she is.
Yes.
Yeah, they were still talking about that dress, about how it's becoming popular for the summer wedding.
How her wedding dress is becoming popular?
No, how that summer? Style. That style is becoming popular this summer.
For weddings?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant for just summer wear.
No. For summer. Kind of weird. But this upcoming summer wedding. Yes. So, those news don't die. They keep bringing them up and over.
That's what people are interested
exactly,
in.
Exactly. Because people are
interested in reality. And I remember...
You think that's reality? A royal wedding is reality?
Listen to what I was going to say. People are interested in what is reality. People watch reality TV shows. And I remember watching a meme that says, every time you watch a reality show, a little baby dies in Africa. As sad as it sounds, as illogical as it sounds, it's like it's kind of true.
It is true, but...
Why do you
want to
watch a reality TV show about someone who thinks they got problems when you yourself have your own problems and you can't figure them out? Why embed yourself
in problems
with
other people?
What does
that have to do with a baby in Africa?
No, that's the whole point of the meme. The problems of someone in the reality TV show have nothing to do with you. Therefore, you have nothing to do with
them. But you know why that happens? You know why?
Ratings? Money?
No, because people can relate to that. People cannot relate to what's happening in Africa because they've never been there.
They can relate to the reality show. You're taking this meme a little bit too literally. The meme is a meme. It's a meme.
So?
But I'm talking about the notion of someone embedding themselves in the lives of reality stars, into their problems.
Because those are problems they can familiarize with. They can see.
I know.
They can identify with. They can't identify with malaria happening in Sri Lanka.
Okay. Let's forget about the African kids right now.
Which part about? This is really rich people in Africa. I hate that people refer to Africa as it was one country. It's a whole freaking continent. South Africa is really
rich.
I'm not
talking about one kid in a country. I'm talking about
South
kids.
Sudan? Are you talking
the
about South Sudan?
The average child...
In Africa. The average child in Africa.
The average child in Africa lives what in poverty.
What is the average child in Africa?
What do you mean by that question?
What is your perception of the average child?
The average child is someone who lives in Central Africa. Most of the population is in Central Africa.
No, the most of fish are around the coast, actually. Why would they be in the middle of the country? There's nothing in the middle.
Because last time they were around the coast, they got sent into slavery. That's why.
Okay, we'll talk about slavery then.
No. So going back to the news. These tangents of ours have to be kept in check.
So basically, what's your opinion on the news? What's your feeling about it? You like the news? You feel that the respectable institution that keeps
I feel that the news is... I feel like the news offers different sides to each story that they give. You can have one story, but every outlet covers it from a different angle. I mean, I'm pretty sure the majority of us can agree with that. You just need to find yourself. If it were up to you, you need to find an outlet that agrees with you. You know what I'm saying? Like an.
What would you want to do that though? What would you want to find an outlet agrees with you?
But you
do you want to confirm your own?
But you're coming. But you're coming at me with someone who. Okay. Now that I think about it, I think you're right. Maybe you need to find an outlet who covers a broad spectrum of those.
No,
sides.
You want to find an outlet. You're not going to find that, though.
But then what you should do is just take a little bit from there.
No, what you should do is not listen to the news. I think it's a whole... Listening to the news is something that's socially put up on you. You don't listen to the news, you are kind of like a lower social class. You're an ignorant bastard running around.
I don't think so. That's what people put. I have to disagree with you on that. Okay, maybe on a national level, maybe, or an international... Okay, on an international level, I'll agree with you. On a national level, every 2 to 4 society. Years, I'll believe you. But I think someone should be in depth, like knowing what's going on at their local level. Don't you think so? Don't you think you should know what's going on at your local level?
Why?
Tax purposes, minimum wage, jobs.
People should... If it's important, it will get to you.
By the time it gets to you, it'll be too late, whatever it is.
How is it going to be too late?
Because, all right, let's think about it. If it were a vote, you know what? We're voting on minimum wage.
Do you vote?
I vote.
Why?
Because it's my constitutional right.
Do you think your vote is going to change anything?
But what's the vote about? Do
you vote overall?
If it were a presidential vote, I vote for the aesthetic view of it, just to vote for president. Yeah, but if it were for local, I'll vote.
Why?
Because I feel like my vote might do some change.
But it's not.
Why not?
Because it's very unlikely that it's gonna change anything.
Well, I mean, obviously, my vote is not gonna be the differing.
It's not. Never.
But I could be in that majority or the plurality of it.
Why would you want to be in the majority when the minority doesn't matter?
I mean, I want to vote for the person I want to vote for. It goes back to the whole, I mean...
What's the purpose of voting? Like, me voting doesn't make a difference. It's a waste of time for me to go vote.
Why is it a waste of time?
Because I don't get anything from it. I can only
lose. Don't you think that voting, you get to cast what you think? Like, you know what? I'm a Democrat. But I believe in this Republican's views, and I'm going to vote. Therefore, I believe in this person.
And what's your benefit?
You know that you voted for that person, that you know that you felt in your right mind,
People should engage in actions that don't have any effect on them or society.
Then you're just coming at this from a, not even a socialistic view, from like
not rational at all. Absolutely irrational.
How is it rational?
Because me voting doesn't affect society. It doesn't affect me in any way. So why would I do it?
You voting doesn't affect society.
Mm-hmm. Or me.
If you think people thought like you.
They should.
You think that would affect society?
If everyone did.
If everyone thought exactly like you. You think that
would... That wouldn't be possible. Not everybody would think
that's like not me. Rational.
It is rational for me as an individual.
Well, then that's your prerogative. Think the way you want to think. I'm gonna vote who I want to vote for every time I want to vote.
Point in voting.
Whatever. You know, you still go to the polls.
I don't. What's the benefit of doing?
I'm looking at you with a face of derision right now.
It's not worth it. It's not worth it to go voting. Just like it's not worth it listening to the news.
just like it's not worth listening to this podcast? Because that's essentially what you're saying.
Podcasts are different.
How are podcasts different?
Podcast is a conversation. It's way different than the news. The news, they're trying to sell you something. There's always people in power that are trying to sell you their, you know, their ideas up on you.
That's exactly what I said earlier in so many words.
So I would, there's no really no point.
So can we...
Unless you listen to the news for entertainment. Then it's, there's value. You're getting value.
Okay, how about
you
this?
You listen to it for entertainment?
What if you listen to like Televisa or Univision or Televisión? Because have you watched the news on those channels? I mean, someone gets shot, they'll show you that person getting shot. It's like watching a war movie. Yeah. What about those? What do you say about those?
I say...
What do you think it's... What do you take from Mexico's point of view, you know, interpreting the news or showing the news out? If I'm making myself clear, like, what do you think they gain by, hey, look at this person. This guy's going to get shot. There's his dead body. What do you think they gain? Do you think that they gain, like, people believe them because they actually show the truth? They don't censor anything. Do you see where I'm coming from? Do you think that their strategy of news giving helps them?
I don't think I don't think it's a strategy that they're consciously thinking about.
You think it's just some? It's customary.
It's yeah. It's due because in Mexico it doesn't
like
the custom doesn't. It's not that Puritan like here. We have Puritan values.
Nice.
Here.
I like that. Yeah, that's true.
We have Puritan values where you can't see someone naked on public TV, but it's okay to go watch it on HBO.
Or okay on KPBS.
Or KPBS. Or if you.
I'm sorry, not KPBS. Just. PBS.
Or if you show it on, you know, on an educational point of view, it's acceptable. But if it's just for arousal, it's not acceptable. That's very Puritan. That's ridiculous.
But okay. In you German, went into totally something. You went into arousal. I was never talking about arousal. I was talking
it
about...
It is arousal.
You're talking about a dead body on the ground being videotaped to be an arousal?
Arousing? In a violent way. People are addicted to violence. They like conflict. People like conflict. They like to see blood. Why do you like watching action movies? Why?
Why do I like watching action movies? I love the plots. Or I love to see how the plots work out.
I don't think it's because of the plots. It's because of the action that happens.
Okay, when the helicopter swoops in and saves the day.
Yeah,
okay,
it explodes.
That gets my heart just perfect.
Yeah, it does. You know, there's a study that showed that when men watch an action movie, their testosterone levels go up.
Okay.
So you're
all right.
It has an effect. This is, in, you know,
what are increased? Okay, what are the effects of increased testosterone?
Happiness.
Happier.
Yeah, you're happier.
You sweat. Your increased heart rate. I'm pretty sure increased blood
adrenaline.
Pressure. Adrenaline.
Epinephrine around your blood.
All right, so yeah. I'm pretty sure that this next time we watch a movie, an action movie, we'll record while we're podcasting and record our symptoms and see what happens.
So wait, what's your opinion on the news? Are you going to keep watching news?
I'm going to keep watching. Well, you know what? If the news keeps covering the way it does, like the planes and stuff, I'm not sure. You know, the Malaysia Flight 370. I'm not even going to get into it.
They're still on that.
But you know what? I still get my news from different independent outlets. Independent outlets, sorry. That's where I get my news from.
I don't feel there's any need to listen to the news. Other people will do that unless you like it for entertainment. If you read the news for entertainment purposes, go ahead.
No.
There's no argument against it. I like doing this for entertainment. There's no argument against that. That's a rational choice to make.
Okay. All
if
right.
you do it to be, you know, I want to be seem like when I'm having a conversation with an individual, seem knowledgeable about what's current events. If you do it because of societal pressures, then you're doing it for the wrong reason.
I do agree with that. If you listen to the news, read the news, watch the news, whatever it may be, because you want to be in the know at the local water cooler,
yeah,
I think you're doing it for the wrong reasons. You need to be into the news or watch the news.
If
from your perspective, if you enjoy it, but if you think it's going to affect you, that's the way I see it.
The reality is not going to affect you, but if you think it will. Then
that's his opinion. That's his opinion, and he has every right to say it on this show.
If you think it's going to affect you, then that's a rational choice. If it's not going to affect you, that's an irrational choice. Simple as that.
Enough with the irrationalities.
We gotta. Somebody has to bring rationality to this conversation.
I think we brought.
We can't
enough.
Be going up on an emotional tangent.
I believe we brought tangents. Enough irrationalities into this conversation. With that being said, we're gonna take a quick little break, and we'll be back with the Radio Patrulla moment. And.
Martin, coming back from our little break that we had. So, you ready to start the new segment, which is Radio Patrulla. So, you know, we all experience danger in our work life sometime. You know, I worked in a restaurant before, and there's dangers to work in a restaurant.
Yeah, it's pretty dangerous working in a restaurant. You could slip. I mean, even though you wear those slip-resistant shoes, could still be oil on the floor, and you slip in your slip-resistant shoes.
Or the oil can be hot, and it can splash on you.
Yeah, the oil can be hot, and it can splash on you. I mean, you can get cut with a knife. I mean, you can get trapped in the freezer, even though that's pretty cliche.
But there's dangers, right?
There is dangers in any workplace. I mean,
so this story that we're going to read, I mean, you have to understand that this thing happens. You know, accidents happen in the workplace.
Accidents do happen in any workplace, wherever it may be.
So the first one, this one comes from...
This one, like always, comes from Radio Patrulla. It's the Tumblr for the Mexicali Police Department. And this one is called... It's titled, Le Cayó Una Vaca Muerta Encima. Noah, translate, please.
A cow,
a dead cow
fell on him, or on someone.
Fell on top of him.
On top of him.
So it says, Tablajero vivió los momentos más peligrosos en su labor profesional, ya que cuando estaba destazanando una res en el rastro de la empresa, la pesada mitad del animal se
se desprendió del gancho que la
sostenía. Del gancho que le sostenía, cayéndole encima al trabajador, que quedó prensando al piso por ciento de carne y huesos. I mean, should I keep going or is that enough? I mean, it goes on to say que the fire department and the paramedics showed up to give him attention.
How heavy can this cow be?
I mean, looking at the picture, these cows, I mean, they don't have any meat on them, do they?
Yeah.
They
remove the organs.
Yeah, that's right. They remove the organs and the heads, but the limbs are still somewhat intact. I mean, we'll post the picture onto the podcast here, but where do we begin with this news, since we're on the segment of news?
I mean, it's understandable that these accidents do happen. You know, there's a lot of... Have you heard that saying that more people die from a coconut hitting in the head than shark attacks?
I've heard that saying all too much, especially when my tia from Hawaii tells me to come visit her. But I don't know, tia, I don't want to go. There's a lot of sharks. She'd be like, no, mijo. There's more people die from coconuts falling on the head than shark attacks.
So this is kind
of... Now that you say that, I'm not sure if I should believe her.
So, this is a good example. You're more likely to die from a cow falling on top of you than...
I mean, it should be noted that it says here that luego de recibir atención médica, el nosocomio se informó que estaba bien. So, this guy is good.
He's good. He didn't die.
He did not die. He's not dead.
I wonder if he got workers' comp, though.
I doubt it. In Mexico?
Did he get to keep the cow at least?
Man, he'd be making carne asada for the rest of his life. No, not really. He'd be making carne asada for the rest of the summer. That's it.
Have you ever had a dangerous experience at work?
I've had many dangerous experiences.
What is the most?
I used to work in a clinic. And I mean, maybe this may not sound dangerous, but I found it somewhat dangerous in nature, and I kind of played along with it. I used to work in a clinic, and I had this deranged man come and ask me if he could speak to the doctor. Before he asked if he could speak to the doctor, he asked me, because this happened several times, but the first time I remember he said, he's like, I want to speak to Jeffrey Dahmer, And I don't know, you know Jeffrey Dahmer, right? He is that social serial killer, whatever. And
no idea.
Are you serious?
Yeah, nobody you told me. You
have no idea who Jeffrey Dahmer is.
No, nobody told
this
me
this is what you get for not listening to the news.
Was he near, did that happen near here? Was I at risk when that happened?
Well, what happened was that Jeffrey Dahmer was nowhere around here. He died
in 1994. He died before I was born. How is that something that was important to me? He was from Milwaukee.
You were born in 1995?
1993.
He died in 1994.
Okay, I was 1 year old.
Okay, I was going to say, I
was still Mexicali when that happened.
Okay, he was a serial killer, a sex offender. In Milwaukee. You know what I mean? He dismembered people. He was the epitome of Hannibal Lecter. I mean, people are going to probably say something about that to me. But, I mean, that's who Jeffrey Dahmer was.
Okay.
And this individual, I'm working at a clinic, and this individual comes up to me and asks me, hey, I want to speak to Jeffrey Dahmer. And what do I say? I mean, I know who Jeffrey Dahmer is. This guy wants to talk to Jeffrey Dahmer. Not only is Jeffrey Dahmer dead, I mean, but he's all, I mean, known for what he's known, and he's dead. I mean, I don't know what to think. So I just went along with it, and I said, damn, you just missed him. He'll be back tomorrow. And even though that's not dangerous, I mean, I feel like it's dangerous in nature and it's funny. What about you? What's the most dangerous thing you've ever lived through? Yeah.
I'm still thinking about this Jeffrey Dahmer. Dahmer, ¿cómo se llama?
Dahmer.
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 So this Dahmer.
Yes.
Known as the Milwaukee Cannibal. He killed 17 men and boys. His murders involved necrophilia and cannibalism. Interesting. So we should talk about a little bit more about the thing that remind me is what about when you're serving a mentally ill client or patient,
right?
You know, you right now you're telling us the story is how confidential is those conversations between you and those patients have to be. Well, where do you think that draws the line?
Okay, I never said that the individual was mentally ill in nature. You just assumed that he was.
He was deranged, you said.
He was not all there. But if you're asking me if I'm breaking any type of HIPAA laws, I'm not. Because I did not describe the individual to you. I did not name him by name. There were no identifying characteristics of the individual. I mean, for all we care, I can actually name people up here and be like, John S. or J.S. came up to me and told me this, or J.S. suffers from this. So that would not be breaking confidentiality rules.
Interesting.
However, if I came up and said, you know, John Smith, born in 1968.
Social Security number.
Social Security number 111-11-0000. Is schizophrenic.
That would be
a different story. Huh. FYI, this was all
for entertainment purposes.
An example. those were all arbitrarily numbers posed and names.
Should not be used for any other purpose besides entertainment.
Yeah, because if you actually try to look up the Social Security 111-11-0000, you're gonna fail because Social Security numbers begin. Anyways,
there's actually people that start with zero.
No, but Social Security, it's different. Just like credit cards. Credit card numbers are arranged in a way that if you add the numbers up, they equal something, and if you divide the numbers up, they come up with something. It's pretty crazy. I think we're getting a bit off topic, though.
And that's a secret meaning.
Yeah, so anyways. Each
credit card has a secret meaning where that wants to tell you something.
That's Radio Patrulla moment that the rest...
Fell on top of the guy. This week has been very drastic, you think?
How so?
First the guy gets run over. Oh, the guy loses...
What guy?
A tracker. Negra.
Oh, the guy that loses a tracker negra.
El atropellado.
And then el atropellaron por el camión bloquero. That one we didn't... we read, but we didn't... I don't think we went on the air about that one. And now...
I think next Radio Patrulla we're going to do something happy.
Next Radio Patrulla someone's actually going to die. We promise it. But moving on, Moving on to the segment of Days of Our Lives. I know, I'm not sure Noé has something to talk about, but I do. Lately, I mean, you know me, I'm in, like I've stated before, I mean, I'm in the community college, and I'm taking one of the required classes to transfer. You know, you need to take certain classes transfer, and certain classes need to be taken to transfer. And right now I'm taking a class that needs to be taken for transfer. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for confidentiality purposes, all I say is that this class is it's a mathematics class, somewhat. Mathematics. Right. But I feel that from the beginning of the class, I took the class, and it's taught by someone who has a master's in the breadth of the class.
In the breadth?
Yeah, so in the breadth.
In the umbrella?
Yeah,
that end.
Because the class so is not so much dealt with mathematics, but
the realm of it.
It's the realm of mathematics with a specialty. You know what I'm saying? So like,
does this individual have a specialty in that
specific realm? Yes. Like, let me throw.
What's the problem?
Scenario.
Here?
Let me throw a scenario.
What is the problem
just so you
here,
know.
Though?
The problem?
Yeah. What is
okay,
the problem?
Okay. The problem is that I go into this class. And I'm listening to the instructor, and I'm thinking to myself, Lord, please let me have patience for this professor. Because this
teacher.
Professor...
He only has masters.
Would he not be a professor?
No.
A professor needs to be recognized by the board. If the professor is recognized by the board, they're called a professor.
No, what board?
It's community college. This isn't university level.
No, I think a professor should have a PhD.
You think a
you're devaluating the title of a professor.
You are over evaluating the value of being a professor.
You're not gonna get any sponsorships now from the Association of Professors of America.
The APA.
The APA. The AARP.
It can't be called the APA because the APA is the American Psychological Association.
APA.
Or the Psychiatric Association. Anyways. We digress.
So what's wrong with this professor?
No, now it's a professor, huh?
See? Now there you're getting me to say it.
There you go. Okay.
That's bad. So, how many people have you gotten to say, called an instructor that has a master's degree?
What's wrong with the master's?
It's not enough to be called a professor.
Let's move on. So.
This instructor?
The instructor teaches the class and gets tripped up every time. Mm-hmm. He does not understand the material. That there are times, and even today in class, I had to correct him and say, no, so-and-so means this and that. And then and he would look at me like, you're right, I'm sorry. And it's like this every single day. It's to the point where I'm just skipping class because me going to class means me getting confused. Or me going to class means that I will get confused. And now... And the sad part is that most of the classes is based on the homework. And the homework, if you go into the homework, has nothing to do with what we go over in class. Now, I understand that, you know, it's your responsibility to read. But, I mean, I think that the instructor has the responsibility to go over everything. Not just one portion of the class or one portion of the chapter. Because I believe, did I say what kind of class it was? Or
you still haven't disclosed.
But did I say it was like a general something?
General mathematical.
Okay. So there was a mathematics. I just want to make sure I'm not giving
something
more
about,
than I should have.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a mathematics class or somewhat of a mathematics class. And I feel like I know that the class, most of the class is just based on the calculations, on the formulas and calculations. But nothing is based on what would happen if you had X changed, what would happen to Y depending on what you're doing with that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Not really, but...
I'm saying that, like, alright, so say you had so many X's, and in this computational formula where you have blah 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 X over blah 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 Y, what would happen if you change X? What would happen to Y? Or what would be the outcome?
So you're talking about an input and an output. X is the input, Y is the output.
Right. But, I mean, it's much more complicated.
So you're not having an output?
But what I'm trying to say is that the instructor should spend an equal amount of time
on how to derive the
yeah, on
function on A on, to
right,
B.
Right, right, right. Okay. So I think that, and I bring this up because I feel that the instructor just doesn't understand the material. Because I even went on to, you know, the site Rate My Professor.
That's what I would suggest.
Wouldn't yeah, it be better I actually to went on.
Just go to Rate My Professor instead of talking about it on a podcast.
I went on. No, I went on. And I looked at it, and I'm like, wow. My problems, everything that I mean, not my problems, but everything I have concerns with.
They've been addressed.
They're on this podcast.
And on greatbook.com, whatever, Rate My Professor.
Exactly. Also there. And this is the sad part, that the homework is almost 50% of your grade. No, I take it back. It's almost 80% of your grade. I'm sorry. Wow. 80% of your grade. And nothing addressed on the homework is addressed in class. And it brings up two questions. Three questions. Does the instructor know what he's talking about? Is this professor tenured? That should have been the third question. And then the last question is, maybe something's going on. Maybe they've experienced something. Because if they have a master's in what they've been doing, they should know what they're teaching. But if it comes
maybe
to the
he
point
got his master's at, what's it called? University of Phoenix? You can just buy a master's there.
Well, I know that the master's was given at the local university for fast track to fast food employment. If you listen to our last podcast,
therefore
you
everything
about
makes sense. Why would you have to judge? He comes from there. You gotta be if you pity for him instead of judging.
But now my grade is on the line and my transfer reputation is on the line because of him.
I think we spent I think we spent too much on going on a rant about how bad your teacher is.
It's days of our lives. It's nothing but rants and tangents.
Yeah, but what's the point?
What
professors
do I do?
Are bad.
Do I go and say, hey, you suck?
You deal with it.
Dealing with it?
you deal with it. So you're saying that everyone, he's going to fail everyone.
Mostly everyone.
Everyone.
Just about.
I think we'll move on to what's next, the Obama minute. Do we have a comment of Obama this week?
Yeah,
he's been awfully quiet recently.
Mr. Obama, President Obama, has been awfully quiet this week. I mean, I believe he has said some things lately, but none that come to mind.
He's been really quiet.
But I mean, if we have to blame anything on Mr. Obama, President Obama, sorry.
Well, here I'll tie your educational rant to Obama.
I'm listening.
Obama should have a better check on who gets admitted to San Diego State. Therefore, San Diego State wouldn't have a bad reputation because they would accept better people. It would have an output of better professors, quote unquote, and you would have a better teacher.
So I think this is what you're saying, and if this is what you're saying, I completely agree. That Obama should have
You know where this comes from? From George Bush. His no shot, no kid left behind policy.
That comes from Reagan.
No, that comes from Bush.
It comes from Reagan.
Well, I remember Bush talking a lot about it. No kid falls
because it
behind.
Came from Reagan. And Reagan was a Republican.
I hated Reagan. Honestly,
you were not old
I
enough.
Reagan,
you weren't even alive. You were but a twinkle in your dad's eyes when Reagan was alive.
I hated Reagan. You weren't born either.
I know, but I'm not saying that I was like
but
you are.
I still hate Reagan, though.
What is it that you hate about Reagan?
Don't you hate Reagan? Here's the funny thing: Reagan was like the best friend of Margaret Thatcher, right?
Margaret Thatcher
from UK.
Yeah,
I love Margaret Thatcher. She was awesome, the Iron Lady. But I hated Reagan. Even though they had the same mentality, same vision, same opinion. I don't like that guy. He was a worthless. He didn't do anything for the U.S. But coming back to Obama, he's better than Reagan, but still he should do something about the No Child Left Behind policy. Because do you know what the Child Left Behind policy is?
Yeah, it allocates Title I funds, does it not?
Giving, yeah. You have to no, you can't leave any kid behind. No, so even if you fail, they'll pass you to the next level, next grade.
But this has nothing to do. I don't. It has something. This.
Your professor could be one of those. When was your professor? Oh. I'm trying to tie it to Obama here. See, if your professor was probably worn around Reagan.
See, I thought you were coming at this with a
rational view.
No, is, not so much a rational view, but not sarcastic. But what's the word when you're. When you're trying to be funny, but you're really being serious.
No, I'm being serious. You think I was trying to play words here or something?
Yeah, I thought you
were. I think we should end this podcast. We'll be back next week with what? What is the next topic next week?
I'm still trying to wrap my head around how you think Obama's... I mean, you're trying to end this podcast, and I'm nowhere near done with trying how to think Obama is in charge of who gets a degree at San Diego...
It's an A-State.
San Diego State. We'll bleep that out, maybe. But so now this is something to be continued. Stay tuned.
I don't think we would.
No.
I think we already have a lot of enemies in the educational sector. I don't think we should continue.
That being said, thank you guys for listening. And we'll see you guys. We'll hear you guys next week. I don't know why I said that, but I'm not too sure why.
Bye.
Aprendes a vivir. Hey guys, welcome back to Two Continuous Talking. This is Martin and Noe. Let's get right into it. First, we want to talk about, you know, last week's episode. Noe said he wanted to talk about some other things. I'm not sure if he wants to bring it up. Hey guys, welcome back to Hey guys, welcome back to this Continuous Talk. It's two Continuous. Is it co-host or